State funding levels are tied directly to student population, and Petersburg's student population has been on the decline for more than a decade. Administrators are projecting next year's student body at 452, a drop of 34 kids from this year. The school district has been trying to hold the line on spending with an annual budget of about $7.5 million for the past few years, but revenue has fallen short by over $100,000 each year, which had to be covered with reserves. Superintendent Rob Thomason noted that the district had cut certified teacher positions and other staff hours, but he emphasized that Petersburg's needs do not necessarily decrease with student numbers.
Funny thing, you think, well, there's less kids, how come costs aren't going down? Well, you can have a class of 25, if that class becomes a class of 19, it still needs a teacher. We have reduced staff by three certified, and now we have to count or classified in terms of hours, and several hours in classified. And as you know, we're going to go down to administrator next year. So, in fact, in my view, from where I'm sitting, holding the line is, in fact, going backwards. Because everything else is going up.
While Thomason thought there was a chance of relatively small increases in the state's per-student funding next year, he thought that would be negated by the expected drop in local enrollment. But even with the budget struggles, Thomason remained optimistic the schools could continue improving their offerings for students.
We don't want to think in terms of a lesser program. We think we can be a stronger program.
Along with flat or declining education funds from the state, the city is facing the end of the Secure Rural Schools Act. That federal program has provided Petersburg with roughly $1 million for education each year, but it may not get renewed. Since 2009, the city's been setting aside a substantial amount of that money to help ease the district's budget pain after the program expires in 2013. Meanwhile, the city has been making up the difference with a 5% annual increase in local funding. Under that plan, the district has received $1.8 million in each of the last couple years. The district is asking for the same arrangement this year. That would require about $60,000 more in local money, so that about $60,000 more of the federal funding could be set aside for the future. Counselor John Haverlick, himself a former educator, praised the district administration, but he was not ready to commit to an increase in local education spending.
You know, in all the years I've been here, this is the best coordinated and positive administration I've ever seen with the schools, and it's very kid-oriented and very forward-thinking, and I really appreciate that. And the one thing I wish is we had the money to keep everything as is.
According to Haverlick, the city would have to raise property taxes just to keep its own spending at current levels, and considering cuts to fishing quotas and other economic problems, he didn't think the city should do that.
We can afford, especially with the Halibut IFQs and everything else going to crap, we can afford to raise property taxes, so we are going to have to look at reductions.
School board member and former teacher Jim Schwartz emphasized the district had made substantial reductions over the years. He noted that the elementary school had cut its staff by a third since 1998, when there were nearly 300 more students district-wide. He didn't think the district had put too much of a strain on property taxes over the years.
Our actual amount that the city puts in is $4 million. And if you divide that by that $4 million by the amount of kids we have, it's the per student amount of money is much lower than lots of the other communities in Southeast. All I'm saying that is that I don't think we've built up a budget that the city has been trying to support us with that part. I think we've tried to keep that as incremental and as low as we could all these years.
Schwartz and other school board members, as well as the counselors, voiced support for Petersburg's borough formation effort in the hopes that a broader tax base and more state revenue sharing could mean more money for schools. The board and council didn't resolve the funding issue for this year Wednesday night. School officials are hoping the city council can let the district know how much city funding to expect by the end of March. That would give the district more time to plan ahead. Typically, the school does not finalize its budget until May. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.